This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. The number, if you want to call in and get on the airwaves here, is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And it's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
And Angie, you try to make the world a better place by reading articles about diet and exercise. And I have to admit, you know, I've spent a little time exercising with you, and I'm in better shape than I have been in the past. But now you're asking, it's got a big ask that you've got from this article. Tell me about it. What, fasting?
For 72 hours.
Uh-huh.
From themindunleashed.com.
All right.
Written in June of 2017.
Okay.
Says research fasting for 72 hours can reboot the entire immune system.
So I've heard this. It's something called like autophagy or something.
So I just don't eat or drink anything for like 72 hours?
You can drink water.
Yeah.
You can have decaffeinated coffee, or you can have caffeinated coffee. You can have seltzer. You can have...
Can I have a little salt in my water?
Yeah. Okay. Salt has no calories.
I like doing that when I'm sweating like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, I have done fasting... For this intermittent fasting, I mean, I hesitate to even call it fasting, because if you're going a full day without eating, okay, we're talking about fasting here. But as far as I'm concerned, you're just skipping breakfast if you're intermittent fasting. You know, I'll go to as late as 6 o'clock in the evening without eating.
If my wife's not home and I'm working on a house, I'll go 10 hours without eating, pretty easy.
Right, and you didn't eat while you're sleeping either, so you're at 18 hours.
Well, sometimes I'll wake up and. You know, well, I'll have a bulletproof coffee and I'll wake up. But there's been a lot of times I'll just wake up and just go straight to work and just drink water.
And that has, you know, the claim is that not only is it, I've always heard that it's very good for burning calories. That basically you're getting three times the calorie burn if you chug a couple of cups of coffee and go out for a run or a bike ride or whatever in the morning before you eat anything, that basically you're burning three times the calories that you would be burning. That's what we've sort of heard in personal training school and that kind of thing. And then later on, it comes around that basically this is what we're talking about, is your body's entering a state of fasting. And ketosis maybe is what it is. I don't know. I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. And that you're seeing this added benefit. So go on with the article if you would, Angie. Sorry.
It says anybody can cook, even if it's only a fried egg, but not just anyone has the discipline to fast.
No.
This ancient practice of abstaining from eating for a day, or sometimes even a week or more, has a history of curing a whole host of health problems. But even if a brief fast can completely reboot your immune system.
Now, where is this from?
This is from themindunleashed.com.
Okay.
This practice isn't without criticism by modern nutritionists and unbelievers, but research implies that when the body is hungry in short spurts, it can kickstart stem cells into producing new white blood cells.
Right. So what I would say is that I don't know about every claim that anyone makes about fasting, but I certainly have a pretty good idea about the claims that people make against fasting. And usually the claim is, but I get hungry. Okay. You get hungry.
Drink a lot of water.
So do I. What I would say to that is that if you choose not to eat when you are hungry and you just go back to work or whatever, you're likely forget about it for an hour.
You will.
I can forget about it literally all day long. And the other problem I have, like if I'm like I'm pulling logs all winter long and I'm doing it for like 7 hours straight, I'll just forget to drink water.
That's important.
Yeah.
I've got to like remind myself to drink water.
I know there's such thing as dry fasting, and I would not recommend that at all.
No.
But when it comes to regular fasting, my experience up to this point, and it's not I don't have the most experience. I do hang out with some people that have a lot of experience in that area. But, you know, you're fine. You're not going to die just because you got a little hungry or it's past the time that you're supposed to eat. What I've been finding is that I feel good up until it's time to eat. And then I'll push that time back, and I still feel great. I feel fine. And then when I eat, I usually eat something that's too calorie intensive because I've been waiting.
Because you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry, and I've been waiting. And now I want that food. I'm going to eat. I'm going to want that food. So what I did is I learned to back that off by we make this vegetable smoothie thing at our house. I call it swamp water. Imagine a smoothie, but it's made with a lot of leafy green vegetables instead of
I do it all the time.
Berries and so bananas healthy. And strawberries and all the delicious things that one makes smoothies out of. You can have those flavors. They're a little more muted. Vegetables basically don't taste like anything. So when you throw in some berries, then it tastes like a berry smoothie that is somewhat green. And if I have that for a couple of hours after, I break my fast and then, say I break my fast at 2 o'clock and then from 2 to 4, all I will consume at that point is the vegetable smoothie, smoothies, as many as I want. Whatever you want to do, man, just go ahead and have as much as you want. Then I still feel good. And then I'm like, okay, I've been waiting for my food. Now I'm ready to go.
Your time.
Burger or, whatever it is after that.
Baked macaroni.
Something. And I'm, then I've eaten too much. And then my stomach feels like I've got a bowl of lead in it. And it's that my problem is eating, not fasting, And all these people are worried about, eating. No, breakfast is not the most important meal of the day. Prove it when you say that.
White blood cells, also known as leukocytes, are the cells which the immune systems uses to fight against foreign invaders like viruses and bad bacteria. Scientists at the University of Southern California found that fasting could be particularly beneficial for people suffering from damaged immune systems, such as cancer patients on chemotherapy or people with autoimmune disorders.
That is, I've heard things like this. So there's all kinds of claims that surround fasting and that kind of thing. But do I know? No. But what could be the worst thing that happens to you? I mean, so you stopped eating Fritos and, stuff for a week.
The food industry, buys a lot of advertising and has a lot of influence on our media. They don't want you fasting.
No, absolutely.
You think Kellogg's and, Kraft and Heinz, want you fasting? No.
Well, I can tell you this. You can look at it from one of two philosophical standpoints. Either A, you're a religious sort, in which case all major religions, including Christianity and Judaism, had fasting components. So fasting is very much a religious thing. Or if you're a non-religious person, do you think we were evolved to get 3 meals a day? Because the best I can tell from, the historical record is there are plenty of times of famine. And if we were evolved to consume meals, larger meals, sort of irregularly, there's what they call the warrior diet, where you're allowed to eat for 2 hours a day, as much as you want for 2 hours a day. And then there's another one called OMAD, one meal a day, OMAD. That's an acronym.
As much as you want, 1 meal a day?
Basically, the largest meal you want to have. I don't know how that differs from the warrior diet. I mean, how long is a meal if you only have 1 meal a day? My meal would be quite long. But, these people have different philosophies on how they do it. But many of them choose to skip eating for a full day a few times a year just for the value of the autophagy, whatever that is, whatever that does, the autophagy that somehow benefits you.
If you look at horses, so wild horses versus domestic horses.
Okay.
And then you look at thoroughbreds, which are very fit horses that are racing.
Yep.
Wild horses, you can usually count their ribs. Thoroughbreds, you can usually count their ribs. They're very lean. They're very good shape. But most of your domesticated horses, they're chunky.
They're
fat.
They're eating grain.
They're getting fed twice a day, every day.
Yep.
And racehorses are getting fed, but they're burning so many calories and they're so fat. And the wild horses, they're getting fed when they find some roots to dig up or some grass. Or if it hasn't rained much, those wild horses get pretty lean. And they stay healthy, usually.
855-450-3733. Do you have thoughts on fasting? Love to hear them. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Sarah from Albuquerque. Are you out there? I haven't heard from her in weeks.
Well, she doesn't listen. Never did.
Is that what it is?
But when we went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest back in June, she was calling regularly before that, and then we were gone for a week and a half, and basically we haven't heard from her since. I haven't heard from her since. I think somebody said that there was one call, but, you know, nobody told me what she said, because my first question is, where have you been?
Right.
I mean, she was a regular caller.
Someone in Discord asked about her, too.
Yeah, people want to know. And I think we should do that with regular callers, is just sort of get contact info and, you know, make sure that sometimes that happens.
That's a good idea.
There used to be that one guy from Pennsylvania, from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yep.
The
Jeffersonian guy.
Ricky.
Ricky, yeah.
Yeah, Ricky from Pennsylvania.
Ralph from New Jersey.
Yep. Right, Ralph from
Scott
New Jersey.
Scott the Bigot.
Right, Ralph, the Filipino guy from New Jersey. Scott the Bigot. People, I just saw somebody talking about Scott the Bigot not too long ago. And you wonder about these folks. You hear their calls on a regular basis. You wonder what happened to them. And I
guess. Alex from New Jersey. He don't call in anymore. But I talk to him all the time because he lives in Manchester now.
Yep, Alex from New Jersey was a common caller. That happens a lot for people who move for the Free State Project, is that basically they... you know, they move here and their lifestyle changes and suddenly they don't need to know from us anymore.
Yeah, because all their friends are libertarians, so they don't have to listen to you anymore.
Right, they don't need it anymore. It's the truth. We are here as a life support system for libertarians outside of New Hampshire. So we were talking about gold a little bit earlier. Just hit not an all-time high, a 5-year high, 6-year high.
6-year, I heard.
Yep. And obviously gold is on the move, and you might want to find out more about gold because, well, maybe we're heading into a recession. I don't know. But I do know that a McIlvaney ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is The 6 Advantages of Adding Precious Metals to Your IRA and How You Can Double Your Ounces. They have a system where you can switch back and forth from gold and silver to allow you to increase the amount of holdings you have. So hopefully before long you've doubled the ounces that you've got. You can get it online at icagoldsilver.com. McIlvaney is also offering a free portfolio review. They are America's foremost precious metals advisors and have been since 1972. ICA pioneered and practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. Another thing they let you do is they have an online gold buying system called Vaulted, and it's great and easy to use. They've been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. Maybe you want to keep some gold outside of the country. They also have helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review. You can also get the six advantages of adding precious metals to your IRA. You can get the reports, any reports that they've got, by calling this number also. It's 800-525-9556. 800-525-9556, or you can download their free report yourself online at icagoldsilver.com. So the reports are available whether you're going to use your phone or whether you're going to call, but the telephone number, 800-525-9556, icagoldsilver.com. And, Angie, we were talking about fasting.
Correct. We're talking about how fasting for 72 hours can reboot the entire immune system. Intermittent fasting even triggers stem cells to regenerate. Walter Longo has conducted a body of scientific research about fasting, which is absolutely astounding as well. He published a fascinating paper in the Journal of Cell Biology based on the work he did on yeast cells. The results were considered so unlikely, he almost didn't get his paper published. What Longo discovered was that when he starved a colony of yeast cells, about 95% of the cells would commit suicide using the controlled death mechanism of apoptosis. They would disassemble their proteins, dissolve the cell membranes, and turn themselves into food for the remaining 5%.
Well, sounds like a good way to kill some candida. Candida is like a bad deal that is like messing up a lot of people. I mean, some people I know a woman, she had to have a liver transplant. She had psoriasis of the liver, did not drink, but she was like a classic Candida victim. She was like little up in the shoulders, really huge in like the lower midsection of her body.
Pear-shaped.
And, yes. And 68 years old, I think she was when this happened. And she was in the place where she got the liver transplant with a 23-year-old, and it was the same thing. It was Candida. Her body, because she drank a lot, consumed a lot of starchy foods like white, breads, pastas, corn, she had a brewery in her for years. And every now and then, I do remember, she would smell kind of like some kind of boozy thing occasionally.
I tend to think that some people's biology is just a little different than other people's biology, and that's how these things can happen.
Well, when you got a bunch of yeast in your body and you feed it sugar and it's in an anaerobic environment,
yeah, it's going to brew.
It makes beer.
Yeah.
Or wine. Or whatever.
And you don't even get the benefit of getting drunk. It stinks.
Yeah.
But I've heard about this Candida yeast thing. I haven't myself experienced anything like that, but who knows? Maybe it's happening to me right now. What do I know?
Longo's work suggests that if the fasting body is able to rejuvenate and multiply the bone marrow cells that are responsible for blood and immunity, then it is obvious that the body could do this as well or better when it has plenty to eat. Moreover, in Ayurvedic and traditional Chinese medicine, it is understood that our body's metabolism and digestion are often under strain from the foods we put into our bodies on a daily basis.
Sure. I was just talking about that just a few moments ago, is that I feel fine throughout the day until I eat. And when I eat, that's when I don't feel good. Because, they eat something that's too calorie intensive. And
it makes you sleepy.
Yeah. Feel yucky.
For Buddhist monks in the Theravada tradition, all eating is confined to the morning hours, implying a daily fast of 16 hours.
Wow.
Since they don't consume food just before bed or while sleeping, the idea is that the body has plenty of time to process the food that we put into it. Sikhs often abstain from eating to heal the body as a spiritual practice of rejuvenation. We eat when we are stressed. We eat on the run. We eat things that we know the body doesn't really want. Other times we skip meals, causing a drop in our blood glucose levels. Or we eat bad food combinations. Our poor digestive system has barely had a chance to fully digest the last meal we've eaten before we put the next one in.
Right. We've been told all our lives you need these three meals. So and your life's set up, right? You got lunch. What are you supposed to do at lunch? What are you supposed to eat? And then you have this
pyramid. Yeah, so brought to you by the same people.
This time that you're supposed to eat in the evening or whatever. So, you get up a little late. You have breakfast a little late. Then you're having lunch 2 hours later. Then, 4 hours after that, you're having your evening meal. Then,
then you want a snack at the TV.
Right. And that is not, that's a lot of food.
I know.
And you don't need it all.
If I eat late, man, I have a hard time waking up. If I just don't eat before dark, it's pretty easy for me to be up at 5 a.m. and go do stuff. But I don't know if I eat late.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on fasting are welcome, or anything else for that matter. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Or use the Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com. Download the app there, and then you'll be able to call in and sound great. Discord.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited El Paso and Dayton to honor the 31 people killed in mass shootings over the weekend. He was met by protesters demanding action against gun violence. Tempers flared at the El Paso Walmart Memorial even before the president's visit. Some people told a woman who was wearing a MAGA hat that it was disrespectful. A large number of protesters also turned out near a hospital that the president visited. The president spoke about his visit.
We went to the hospital, just came from the hospital. We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be. It was supposed to be just a fairly quick. We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom, it's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Alpha Male 2.0. Do you feel stuck in a job or relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. 2.0 alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or answer to anyone? I guess so long as you don't hurt anybody. To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. That's Caleb's point. Living free in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack for free. Included are seven free books and podcasts so that you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income, and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack at freelifeinfo.com. It's freelifeinfo.com. We interviewed Caleb, and I got to say, I found his stuff about living location independent to be very interesting. It's freelifeinfo.com. We were talking about longtime callers calling in and Well, here's somebody claiming to be Scott the Bigot. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Damn Jews. What's wrong with white food anyway? Should only be eating white food. None of this other colored food.
There you go.
What's it that the alpha males, only 2.0 of them have succeeded? Only two?
You'd hope out of the hundreds of thousands more than 2.0 had. What was that?
What are they working on? 2.1 alpha males?
Perhaps.
From two, huh? Yeah, good stuff. Sounds like really good stuff. So, what kind of the Jewish content you got tonight, man?
Well,
got like you got about Greenblatt, Greenwald, Bob Barr, Elena Kagan.
Bob Barr, is Bob Barr Jewish? See, this is the thing, is I wouldn't even know who's Jewish and who's not. None of these things matter to me.
Actually, I forget his first name. The new guy, Trump's guy, the attorney general, is, I don't know his name, is Bob, I forget it, but it's Barr.
What's yeah, there's a Barr guy.
His dad's a Jew, can't you tell?
No.
No?
I'll take
it. Okay, let's talk about Sarah in New Mexico.
What happened to Sarah in New Mexico? This is actually David in New Mexico. Go ahead.
Well, you know, since I got the Pat Frisch, the program director of KKOB, biggest radio station in New Mexico, since I got him fired, Sarah hasn't been calling in much. She used to call into his program every day. They played the communist anthem from the Soviet Union for her every time she called in. So she called in every day.
It's funny.
But
Think that's a compliment?
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Do you think it's a compliment? If I was to play the Soviet anthem, I don't know anything about it, but it does. Yeah, it sounds very Soviety.
I listened to it a few years ago. It's basically like the Worship of Lenin version. Is that what you're talking about, David?
Yeah.
If I was to play that for a caller, I would be doing that in a very sort of snide manner. You know, I would not. It wouldn't be a compliment at all if I were to play the Soviet national anthem, whatever a caller called it.
Somehow the program director, Pratt Frisch, KKOB, that I got fired, got to drop that.
You seem to like it, yeah.
Whenever he played it, he managed to come off as both snide and funny at the same time.
Yeah, I've noticed this about actual devout communists. I've had an interaction with one. I can talk about it when David gets off the line, but right locally here in New Hampshire a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they're running around. There's a few of them, no doubt. Wasn't there one at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Well, what had happened is there was definitely a couple of years ago. There was a couple of these guys. They were communists. But what happened is a local property management company is owned by a porcupine. It's a porcupine business, basically. He's a free stater. He came here. And this one guy, he does a Facebook check when you apply. This is the first thing he looks at. So this guy's all about communism and Lenin and all this stuff. So he's like, well, I don't want you in one of my properties because you seem like you have violent tendencies or something, he says. And so this guy puts like a one star on his business and how he, this communist, and he owns the ANCAP headquarters in Manchester. He's talking about, you know, one of the buildings there.
Wait a minute. And, so a communist owns the ANCAP?
No.
Okay.
Oh, the communist who didn't want to, who this property management company basically wouldn't rent him an apartment because Facebook seemed quite violent, in which it was. I looked at it. And so he one-starred this business. And he says this business owns the ANCAP headquarters in America. And he goes on to, like, just bash him and stuff. And he's like, you're all going to be put into gulags and, you know, communism. And the communists are going to take you ANCAPs down. And he's, like, just, like, out of control.
So the funny thing about this is that if you can get... Like, honesty is such a rarity in this world. So rare will somebody sit down and say, hey, look, I don't want to do business with you. And the reason I don't want to do business with you is for your political beliefs. And if you can get somebody to do that, I consider that a gift.
Yeah.
Somebody wouldn't sell property to Ian and I. We looked at a piece of property. Jay, you were actually involved in this deal a few years ago. And they... obviously did it. They didn't have quite the guts to tell us exactly why, but we figured it out. And, you know, what do? Nothing.
Because you're Jews? Is that because you're Jews?
That's probably what it was. Nah, not the reason. It was because we were the Shire. We were trying to buy the property as the Shire Free Church, and the guy, you know, got the realtors like, hey, I know who these people are. You don't want to sell to them. And well, you know, that's how that went. And it's one of those situations I don't really care. People get bent out of shape, though, and, you know, whatever. I say if somebody shares with me the actual reason why they do something, then by God, that's what I, that I'm so glad that they were honest with me.
That's why I think you should tell people when they have bad breath, which is a hard thing to do because some people get offended. But, like, you know, some people are really turned off by bad breath, and people just don't understand they have bad breath sometimes.
David, what do you do when you find somebody has bad breath?
Stop making out.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Okay, so radio, talk radio 101. Okay, we'll call it 201. This is your second lesson in talk radio. When somebody makes the joke and the joke's good, drop it because they're not going to get better, right? So, bam, off the air. And same with the talk show with a host. Once the joke's made, move on to the other topic or, you know, turn it around or whatever it is. But once the joke's made, that's when you do the turn. So, Angie, we were talking about this, this fasting situation. 72
hours intermittent fasting. Yep. Our 72-hour fasting to reboot your immune system. There are a few choices if you want to reboot your whole immune system with a brief fast. Selective fasting means that you abstain from only certain foods or certain for certain hours of the day. Water fasting is, in this fasting diet, you consume only water for a specified duration. It not only helps you to feel full, but also helps to cleanse toxins from the entire digestive tract as you abstain from food. This might be one of the more difficult fasts to complete because you are consuming zero calories, but it is hailed as a cure-all for chronic pain, arthritis, migraines, and more. And then there's intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is often confused with dieting, but it more closely resembles making a conscious decision to skip certain meals. You fast and then feast on purpose, consuming only healthy foods.
Yeah, right.
Intermittent fasting means that you eat
Mind
your calories.
You, intermittent fasting does not mean that you eat only healthy foods. It is, however, a good idea.
Well, that's the goal.
To eat healthy foods. But intermittent fasting simply means that you just don't eat. Yeah, you just don't eat for a period of time during the day.
I wonder how many people, and everyone I know that suffers from like some chronic illness, I just don't think they would be down for a 72-hour fast.
A 72-hour fast, I think, is a huge commitment.
Well, you have to work up to it. It's not something you can just say, hey, tomorrow I'm just going to go for 72 hours and not eat.
Right. I could see myself totally, you know, tomorrow I'm going to not eat until, you know, 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. or some number like that. I could make that. But once you start talking about just skipping eating in that day, then I'm like, oh, because I have to work my way up to that.
If you're on disability and you have nothing to do anyways, it's got to be a lot easier, I think.
I think it's got to be harder because you've got nothing to do.
Oh, maybe.
What are your thoughts on fasting? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. You can call in. The number is 855-450-3733. You might have a moment to get here on the air. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Angie, is there anything left to the fasting article?
It just goes on a little bit about different
like
types of fasting.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about the different types of fasting here in just a moment. But before we go on, we do have calls. I didn't get to screen this on the Discord lines, and well, I don't know what to tell you. It's just
here they are.
That's how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Jaws calling in on the Discord line. Jaws, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Well, going to turn you down a little bit. What's on your mind?
The idea of unity within the liberty movement seems to be very one-sided, and I've noticed this a lot more recently, where people have shut out the anarcho-communists in the liberty movement, even though they're completely compatible with the idea of libertarianism.
Okay, so the two factions are the what? The anarcho-communists and who?
Basically, it seems like it's all the anarcho-communist versus the capitalist, be it anarcho-capitalist or minarchist capitalist. Basically, it's the idea that, like, for example, if you're involved in the Libertarian Party, I don't know if you are, Mark.
A little bit.
I was for a little while. I was always told to tone down my rhetoric about abolishing the state because it might scare off some of the, you know, faux conservatives that won in the party. However, when a communist comes around, they act like he's the devil, and they toss him out. This has happened to me. This has happened to a fellow named Matt Keenel. And I don't understand why people shut out the anarcho-communists while accepting people that believe in the state and close borders and things of that nature, which are not compatible with the ideals of libertarianism.
So I would say here's the reason, if you want my take on it. I am not involved in the Libertarian Party, so I'm not shutting anybody out. However, you know, when I hear the term anarcho-communist, I think of a certain type of person that I've interacted with online. And when I think of that person, I don't think of the term rational, first off. So could a person who wants communism exist in a free market world? Sure.
I've met that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody could have a commune. They could all live together on the commune, and they can do whatever they want. As long as it's voluntary, they fit the voluntarist paradigm. I would agree with you on that much. I think that they probably have some flawed economic thoughts, but if that's how they want to live, then by God, let them live the way they want to live. But to be an anarcho-communist, you have to believe that somehow the world is going to voluntarily order itself into these large communes, and I'm talking about 35,000 to 350,000 people per unit, and that these things are going to function properly. Is that about right?
Yeah, that would be the idea, because I think the idea of people coming together and sharing in the wealth and sharing resources and participating in the gift economy is appealing to a lot of people.
Yes, I do. I think that fantasies are appealing to lots of people.
Isn't it equally a fantasy to have an anarcho-capitalist society as well?
I don't know what anarcho-capitalism is. I think that somebody took the two worst words in libertarianism, stuck them together. It's like calling yourself a pedo-rapist, as far as I'm concerned. Capitalism is a pejorative term created by the communists to describe people who believe in the free market, and anarcho is this word that basically means no one's gonna listen to me.
I like non-archist.
Right.
I'm a non-archist. I said to somebody the other day, and they were like, "What? What is that? You don't like? You're into non-anarchy?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." Or so, non-archo.
Anarchism. You can say that people don't take it seriously, but that's because of the false media narrative that makes people think that all anarchists are violent individuals. All anarchy is the state of living without a leader, or a leader that has coercion and power above another individual.
I think you could just as easily make the argument that we're all living in anarchy, and that it's just the people in governments are basically just the most successful gangs living in a geographic area.
Except people in government have a monopoly use of force and rule of law, which
they
those of us on the bottom do not.
They claim that, but they don't have it.
They have the guns to back it up. They have the bombs to back it up.
They have some guns and bombs. I would say that against the American people, they probably would still lose at 600,000 arms.
Quick question for 300 million people. I got a quick question for Jaws. It's totally off topic, but are you using a USB microphone by any chance?
I am using a really crappy Blue Yeti USB microphone.
Okay, Blue Yeti's not the worst mic out there, and it sounds pretty good as far as I'm concerned. I had to pot you down.
I need to get another one, because I do the Ernie Hancock show.
CreamyRadioAudio.com is where you go to find the best deal in microphones. CreamyRadioAudio.com. Is libertarianism a fantasy? Okay, so...
sort of. In the practical world as we live in it today, absolutely. But in the future, absolutely not. This is not something you're going to flip the switch to get to.
Well, I would say one thing about sort of anarcho-communism is that you would have to implement everything at once in order for it to work. Whereas with libertarianism, you can peel the onion, I think it's probably more accurate to say peel the artichoke. You're taking off one of the leaves of the artichoke each time, and you can chunk out the state in any given area, right? Like the state's trying to
its
way into healthcare. What's that?
That's the approach I would have to get us into a more libertarian society. Remember, libertarian society does not have to subscribe to a particular economic system. It's just that if we lived in a voluntary society, that is the one I would choose to live in. But if somebody wanted to live in a society where he who has the most capital eats and he who has less capital does not eat, that's their business.
You're talking about a unit like you're talking about a communist unit here. I mean, every time this stuff is tried, and I don't mean the Soviet Union, although we could use that as an example. I'm talking about a college dormitory that every time you try things like communism, what you get is people figure out very quickly that their work is not appreciated and that they can live off the work of others, and that the hardest working person in the bunch will shoulder a lot of work, and then pretty soon we're all living in squalor. Wouldn't you say that that's an issue?
I would say in that case it would be a lack of communication on each other, because if somebody's not contributing enough,
so we need that biweekly. We need the biweekly meeting to make sure who's ever going across their chores and stuff.
That would certainly create a more stable system.
It's like
the pilgrims basically lived in an anarcho-communist kind of
and starved until they implemented a more libertarian, egalitarian situation where people ate what they grew, and in which case they began to prosper.
And you don't think that those individuals shared in their foods?
I'm sure they did share their foods, but there's a difference between owning something and sharing it, and no one owns anything, and we all just sort of live together in blissful whatever.
A farmer's co-op is essentially a form of voluntary communism, as we understand farmer's co-ops today.
I was an anarcho-communist until I was 18 years old. Then I wandered into a place where, prison, where I realized, holy crap, these people are out of their minds and cannot possibly work together with other people.
Wouldn't you blame that on the justice system, though?
I don't blame it on the justice system. Go to prison, find these people, and tell me how you're going to work with them.
I don't think I'd like to go to prison.
Antisocial as hell. No, I want those people to deal with the consequences of their actions, and that's what a voluntary society advocates, is that you're responsible for your actions and that you have to deal with the consequences.
Absolutely, but
communism doesn't have that at all. It tries to shield people from the consequences of their actions.
I disagree, because I think if the collective good realized that an individual needed to be put away from the rest of society, everybody would cooperate and put them away from the rest of society. If somebody's
can they
a
do
murderer...
That? Can they do that because of my opinions?
Absolutely not. They would have to cause... If you are using the philosophy of libertarianism, then they would have to affect somebody else monetarily or physically.
Yeah, well, I live in a family, and I can tell you that the work at the house is not evenly distributed. You know, my son does as little as he can get away with. I do what I'm told, and my wife does the lion's share of the work because she's sick and tired of telling everybody what to do. And that, I suspect, is how the large majority of families work. And to me, yeah, that just blows up anything like, this will work out. Let's have a biweekly meeting, and then we'll change the chief of state every month and, you know, whatever, and then important articles must go through.
You guys aren't thinking about making us Jack chief of state? Or?
Oh, I made him admiral on the boat when we had that for my wife was captain. I made him admiral as long as he was willing to vote for me as king. So we had two votes to one, and I was king.
Did you knight him when he stuck the fork in the dog's eye?
There you go. No, she didn't stick it in the fork. He just did it in her butt to try to get her to move. These things happen. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
855-45. Well, I'm giving the telephone number. For check us out at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter there. If you just go to the main page at freetalklive.com, you will see the place to sign up for the newsletter. Or you can go to telegram.freetalklive.com and get all our show prep there.
Taxation is that.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.